Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Oh, to be an oil executive.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I doubt the people who run big oil companies mind paying $4 for gas. They're making gobs of money. This morning, Shell reported a record profit, $9 billion for the first quarter. BP made $6.5 billion, a 48% increase from last year. The price of oil is down a tad this morning, but it's still at $118 a barrel. Oil company shares are, not surprisingly, up in Europe, but bank stocks are losing value once again. Deutsche Bank, for one, reported more write-downs. So far, the European markets are mixed. Stocks in Asia saw minor gains for the most part. The dollar strengthened against the euro and most other currencies. The Dow is at 12,871. It fell 20 points yesterday. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 stayed about the same. Grocery shopping has gotten more expensive all over the world. In Britain, it's possible the price increases aren't all from natural causes. The government is looking into price fixing, and some American companies could be involved. Our man in London, Stephen Beer, joins us. Stephen, what's the deal here?
Well, the Office of Fair Trading here is investigating allegations that the big four supermarket chains in the UK have been colluding with suppliers to fix prices. And we're talking about a very wide range of goods here, groceries, health and beauty products, razor blades, batteries, soap powder, and involving some big American names such as Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble. The suspicion is here that the supermarkets have been talking with the suppliers, and between them, they've been taking advantage in the very steep increase in raw material prices to move together and to push up their retail prices.
How are investigators to know that it's not just the cost of raw materials?
Well, they'll look at the exact price increases involved, and they'll also look for evidence of collusion. Already, the Office of Fair Trading has apparently seized emails between the supermarket chains and their suppliers.
And is this just a British investigation?
As far as we know, it is just a British investigation. But as we found with the British Airways price fixing case last year, there was a direct link to the US. However, the OFT does have the power to fine these companies up to 10% of their annual sales.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. And by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way.
Would you like your job better if no one was allowed to gossip in your office? I'm asking because one Chicago company has put a stop to it. Stacey Vanek Smith has our story.
Anyone who has ever camped out at the water cooler to get the latest knows that office gossip is one of the great American pastimes. But it's all fun and games until it's about you. Take the reaction of boss David Brent on the BBC's The Office.
They've given you a nickname.
What is it?
Well, I don't really
know. Come on. What is it?
Bluto.
The villain from Popeye. I can't believe it.
Don't go on. They know it's me that told you.
To avoid these kinds of situations, Sam Chapman banned gossip at his company, Empower Public Relations. Three repeat offenders actually lost their jobs. After that, Chapman says, it was easy to get everybody to clam up.
There's nothing like a good old-fashioned firing to change people's attitudes.
Chapman claims gossip was interfering with productivity. That happens at a lot of offices, says workplace consultant Sandra Crowe, author of Since Strangling Isn't an Option.
People feel like they can't trust each other. You know, this person's talking about me. Then morale usually slips.
Still, Crow says outlying gossip could backfire.
Whenever you ban something, people have a resentment. And so what you often get are these retaliations that come up.
And what about the Big Brother aspect?
It's any employer's right to expect that you treat each other professionally. And putting some more intelligible boundaries around what professional behavior is all that I'm doing.
Chapman says a ban on gossip also means addressing things people gossip about, like salaries. They're transparent at his company. And if people aren't allowed to talk behind your back, you'd better be available to talk face-to-face. So Chapman makes time to talk with workers about their concerns. As far as day-to-day enforcement, Chapman largely relies on employees to rat each other out. And when they do?
I run, yell, and tell, just like they tell kids at school. I invite the person who gossiped to go clean it up. And then I follow behind them and clean it up myself.
Chapman says teamwork has never been better and Empower is landing bigger clients. He can rest easier, too. Chapman says the ban began after he heard gossip about himself. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Yesterday, we talked about BSing in the workplace. And in making a point, our guest said no one in the history of the world had washed a rental car. Well, listener Brad Brooks Rubin in Tacoma Park, Maryland, wrote in to correct that statement.
I was on this 10,000-mile road trip. I had a white rental car, and the car was just painful to look at after a while. It was just covered in dirt and dead bugs and all kinds of other stuff. And something came over me, and I just decided that it was the right thing to do to get the car washed.
And I understand at your wedding, your best man brought this up.
He did. He was with me. He was probably the chief person who teased and jabbed me about having done this. And he decided that nothing would bring the house down more during my toast than to raise the fact that I was probably the first person in the history of the world to get a rental car washed.
Well, you know what, Brad? That probably says a lot of good things about you.
I hope so.
All right, Brad. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
You can find Brad's story at the Marketplace Confessional online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.